Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does this Andrews extension mean for Likely?
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily means that Likely's gone. It does. It would make it interesting to try to tie up two tight ends in that, especially with all the other things you have to figure out.
See, I don't think there's going to be an impact on Likely because of the contract. I think the contract is because of Likely. Yeah.
And that's fair. I mean, you guys brought it up earlier. Like, is this something because of the dealings you had with Likely, and you need to make sure you have something in the fold? The Ravens have been a team that doesn't want their hand forced of drafting a position because it's of supreme need. It's always been, and I know people hate hearing this, the best player available, and they'll go, okay, if the quarterback, no, understanding position of the, yes.
Yeah.
If you had a quarterback that was rated as high as a safety or higher than a safety and you needed a safety, of course you're not drafting the quarterback.
I think the Ravens have done that to people, though. Mm-hmm. They always say we don't draft need. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. That's not true. Because, like you just said, if you have a running back graded higher than somebody, you're not drafting it. Not right now.
But I think the point is.
But that's why people think that, because the Ravens have said that in the past.
But I think that is what they do. Because, like, if you're comparing need, yeah, you're going to say, kind of outlier, if you're going to look at it as saying, hey, a quarterback compared to this, that's the only position, really. If there was a running back you liked, you're going to tell me the Ravens wouldn't take him. If there was a wide receiver they liked and they didn't need him, they've done this before. Hell, they took cornerbacks. They took a damn safety when we're going, you guys need help here.
Remember receivers.
When they drafted Marlon Humphrey, they needed help at tight ends, and mm-hmm. O.J. Howard's sitting there, and everybody's like, I can't believe they didn't draft him.
But they said they didn't like O.J. Howard. He wasn't graded that high on their board, though.
He was a first-round pick.
Yeah, but they didn't like him.
I'm just saying, like, that's what everyone was saying. But not them.
So whose board are we talking about, though? We're talking about the Ravens' board or everybody else's board? I don't think they're the same.
I think you're missing the point of what I'm trying to say. That is an outlier to say, hey, they're not going to take a quarterback over this. They are going to take best player available. If the players are similar, then you look at position.
But see, I think sometimes we say best player available based on somebody else's board. That might not be the best player on the Ravens' board. I don't know if the Ravens are going to have a quarterback at number one on their board.
It's always going to be best player available on their board. They're not going off of somebody else's board.
Right, so I don't know if they even have a quarterback on their board.
They will.
That's not what they're looking at.
They have. I mean, like, was quarterback a huge need when they drafted Lamar?
Yeah.
Because if it was, why didn't you draft him the first time around?
Well, I don't think they felt he was worth that pick. I think the way
he was worth a pick 8 picks later?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worth that one, but he was. I don't think that's how things apply for them, that they are going to take best player available.
You had a new GM coming in the next year who wanted his quarterback. He was allowed to move back in to get his quarterback.
Again, but you could have taken him if you needed him. You could have taken him at that spot 8 picks before that and not taken a chance of losing him.
Maybe Ozzie didn't want him at that spot.
But again, I thought it was DaCosta.
But you had a new GM coming in the next year who wanted his quarterback. 410-583-1057. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas.
Morning. What happened?
I think the Andrews signing is DaCosta overthinking. You know when they say, you know, don't overthink it, just do it.
Yeah.
I think it's an overthinking signing, meaning they're going to trade Andrews at the end of the year, and whatever team they trade him to is going to have 3 years of control over Andrews now versus basically nothing. So they're going to try to get more out of him with a three-year control versus a no-year control. That's just my thought.
Yeah, but even then, like, if you want to talk about control, it's not a guaranteed. Yeah. Like, there's ways out of contracts. There's, you know, they could release him early. You could talk about control.
How many
like,
times has that happened in baseball? Football? Yeah, that's baseball. That's what I just said. You know, that's that. How many times did that happen in football? Oh, it happens in basketball, sign and trade. But how many times do you do that in football? I don't.
But in all seriousness, when you have a cap, are you going to spend $30 million on somebody over 3 years if your goal is just to trade him?
And if you sign him, aren't you still responsible for some of the guaranteed money?
Yeah. And by the way,
you gave him the extension. Even if you trade him, some of that guaranteed money belongs to you.
If you trade him, it gets pushed to the forefront.
Yeah.
And again, it makes it more difficult to trade at that point. Like, if anything, you would have wanted to franchise him at the end of the year and then traded him. But even then, he's probably too much money for the fact of, you know, what you're going to get with the way tight ends have been paid here recently.
I think the caller, he said it's Eric ADC overthinking it. I think the caller, I think you're overthinking this. I think they signed him because either they feel like he still has something in the tank that they want, or this thing would likely, Ed, is just not working. I don't think all the you sign him, you trade him, you can have more control. No.
I think it's the latter. I think it's likely is forced this issue. I don't think he has performed that well this year, or at least the expectation was so high. So, I mean, so many people had Andrews out the door. Oh, this is it. It likely is the young version. I know. A lot of people did. But I don't see it that. I mean, Andrews still, I mean, keep it, he had 11 touchdown catches last year. And he's hardly targeted anymore. I mean, he was targeted over 100 times in recent memory, in 21 and 22, I think. Yeah.
His rankings this year.
But it's gone down to 60s. It was cut in half, his targets.
Yeah. His rankings this year make him right around the 11th best tight end. But you also got to factor in production. Because if I look up top, I don't know why Travis Kelce's listed at the top right now, because the production hasn't been there. But they still, on this site, they still have him listed there. But like Tyler Warren gets a ton of targets in that Colts offense. He's, you might even call him their number one pass catcher outside of Jonathan Taylor, more so than the wide receivers.
He's a beast, though.
Hunter Henry on a team where he might be the number one receiver, with all due respect to Diggs. Ferguson, Bowers, Tucker Kraft before he got hurt. Dallas Goedert, Theo Johnson, Zach Ertz getting a ton of targets this year. And then Mark Andrews comes in at number 11, where if you honestly look at him, it's if you have a player that buys into what you're doing and it's not just about stats and getting his, because you have an offense where we're saying Derrick Henry needs to get more carries. Keaton Mitchell needs more touches. They got to be on the field more, which means that's taking away from somebody else getting those touches. Isaiah Likely's screaming he wants the ball more.
Literally. So
you got a lot of mouths to feed. And if you have guys that buy into what you're trying to do and you're winning, it's hard to argue it. When you're not winning the way that it should be, it's like, hey, why aren't you getting me the ball more? I can help us win.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. You know, when I first heard that Andrews had signed, resigned, I thought, you know, you see so much crap on the internet that's fake. So I thought it was fake. You know, I thought it was. But then I found out it's real. I'm kind of puzzled because I'm going to tell you, I'm not in the locker room. I'm not at the training camp, not on the sideline. But I kind of sensed it. Isaiah Likely's kind of like been kind of disgruntled or disinterested this year. I mean, they haven't targeted him a lot, but it just seems like he's kind of like lackadaisical this year. So I'm kind of shocked about what happened. But with all the needs that we have, you know, edge rusher and you know, offensive lineman, I'm kind of puzzled by it, to tell you the truth, because I didn't think they was going to keep both.
I mean, they might not. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, like, again, the other option.
I don't think they are.
The other option you have, you don't have to franchise Likely. You can give him some sort of tag that a team has to give you something for him. Mm-hmm. And I think most likely that's the route they end up taking, unless this was the plan all along to try to keep these two guys.
I don't think they keep them both. I have no inside information on that, just my opinion. I don't think they keep both of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.